What did she mean by that? Was it nothing more than a jab at the perceived deceptive nature of politicians? Or was it something else? What exactly did she know?
Oh, I do, he said. Hard to get elected otherwise.
He chuckled and sipped his drink.
Hard to accomplish other goals as well.
She playfully clinked her glass against his. Watching eyes would see only two beings enjoying a conversation.
Such as?
Warkon asked.
Stay out of my way, Roki said. And perhaps you will live long enough to find out.
Come now, chided Warkon. I think you have learned about Coruscant by watching too many holodramas. You posture and threaten too clumsily, Senator.
I do neither,
she said, and there was an iciness to her voice that chilled even him, a Sith High Lord.
I know more than you think I do. I have more power and better connections than you think I have. Please, do continue to underestimate me and rattle your saber. It will make things much easier.
She smiled and gave him a gracious nod, then moved over to another cluster of senators. Smiling that enchanting smile and radiating kindness, Warkon drained his glass and gestured to the serving droid for a refill.
Rattle your saber?
He knew that it was a dismissive phrase for someone who loudly promised to fight. But did it also mean Roki Kem knew who and what he was? Did she know about the Lost Tribe? It was a most unpleasant thought. He would have to do something about this lovely, intelligent, and, he had to give her credit, amazingly deceitful woman sooner than he had expected.